It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bet. This is the show that guides you through your week three in the National Football League, giving you the right numbers to get the right bets so you can win some money and then some. On this edition of The Winning Bet, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to guide you through week three of the National Football League. The NFL is getting hot and heavy very early in the season, and you know what? They're just getting started, and it's going to get better from here on out. But before I give you the numbers, first off, let's talk about the games that are to be played in the world of sports betting. First things first, there's over-under, there's also point spread, and then there's money line. Let's start off with the game of money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. There's also the game of point spread. A point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. So, for instance, while a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, money line does not. So, again, for example, if the point spread, let's say, is plus 4.5 points, if that team wins by plus 4.5 points, you win the bet. But with point spread, the team must win by the specified margin. However, with money line, you bet on the team, and if they win, you win, no matter the score. So whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than this figure. So again, for instance, if you make a bet on if the game is over 39 points, if the combined score is over 39 and you bet on over 39 points, you win the bet. However, if you bet over 39 points, and the total combined score is 36 points, you lose the bet. So again, you have the three main games, which is money line. Money line basically means that if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Then there's point spread, which is basically requiring the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. And then there's over-under total points. This bet is on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the figure. You got it? Good. All right, let's get right to it. We have Thursday night football between the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Cleveland Browns, 4.5 points. The point spread for Cleveland is going to be minus 4.5 points. The money line for Pittsburgh is plus 175, while for Cleveland, it's minus 210. And the over-under total points, the over is 38.5, and the under is 38.5. Next game that we have, the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Tennessee Titans. The point spread for Las Vegas is minus 2 points, and the point spread for Tennessee is plus 2 points. The money line for Las Vegas is minus 130. For the Tennessee Titans, it's plus 110. And the over and under is going to be 45.5 points. Over 45.5 points, and under 45.5 points. The next game that we have is the Baltimore Ravens going up against the New England Patriots. The point spread first for Baltimore is minus 3 points, and the point spread for New England is plus 3 points. The money line for Baltimore is minus 165. For New England is plus 140. And the over and under is going to be 43.5 points. Next game that we have is the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Washington Commanders. Point spread for Philadelphia, minus 6.5 points. For Washington, it's plus 6.5 points. The The money line for Philadelphia, minus 292. For Washington, it's plus 235. And the over and under total points is going to be 47. Next game that we have is the Buffalo Bills going up against the Miami Dolphins. The point spread for Buffalo is -5.5. For Miami, it's +5.5. The money line for Buffalo is minus 235. For Miami, it's plus 192. And the over and under is 52 points. Next game that we have is the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the New York Jets. The point spread for Cincinnati is going to be -5. For the Jets, it's going to be +5. The money line for Cincinnati is minus 225. For the Jets, it's going to be plus 185. And the over and under total points is 45. Next game that we have is the Detroit Lions going up against the Minnesota Vikings. The point spread for Detroit is going to be +6. And for Minnesota, it's going to be -6. The money line for Detroit is going to be plus 205. And for Minnesota, it's -2.5. Next game that we have are the Houston Texans going up against the Chicago Bears. Point spread for Houston is going to be +2.5. For Chicago, it's going to be -2.5. For Houston, the money line is going to be plus 122. For Chicago, it's going to be minus 145. And the over and under total points is going to be 40.5. Next game that we have is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Indianapolis Colts. Point spread for Kansas City is going to be -6.5. For Indianapolis, it's going to be +6.5. The money line for Kansas City is going to be minus 285. For Indianapolis, it's going to be plus 228. And the over and under will be 50 points. Next game is going to be the New Orleans Saints going up against the Carolina Panthers. First for New Orleans, the point spread is going to be -3. The point spread for Carolina is going to be +3. The money line for New Orleans is going to be minus 160, and for Atlanta is going to be plus 135, and the over and under total points will be 40.5. Next game that we have is the Jacksonville Jaguars squaring off against the Los Angeles Chargers. Point spread for Jacksonville, +7. For the Chargers is going to be -7. Money line for Jacksonville, plus 250. For the Chargers, it's minus 320, and the over under total points is going to be 47.5. Next game that we have is the Green Bay Packers going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For Green Bay, total points is going to be +1.5. For Tampa Bay, it's going to be -1.5. The money line for Green Bay is going to be plus 105. For Tampa Bay, it's going to be minus 125. And the over and under total points is going to be 42. Next game that we have is the Atlanta Falcons going up against the Seattle Seahawks. The point spread for Atlanta is +2. For Seattle, the point spread is -2. The money line for Atlanta is going to be plus 105, and for Seattle, it's going to be minus 125. And the over and under is going to be 42 points. The next game is going to be the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Arizona Cardinals. Point spread for the Rams is -3.5. For Arizona, it's going to be +3.5. The money line for the Rams is going to be minus 190. For Arizona, it's going to be plus 158. And the over and under total points will be 48.5. The Sunday night football game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Denver Broncos. For San Francisco, the total point spread is going to be -1.5. For Denver, it's going to be +1.5. The money line for San Francisco is minus 125. For Denver, it's plus 105. Over and under total points is going to be 45. And on Monday night, we've got the Dallas Cowboys going up against the New York Giants. For Dallas, the point spread is going to be +1. For the Giants, it's going to be -1. The money line for Dallas is plus 105. For the Giants, it's going to be minus 105. And the over and under total points will be 39. So that takes care of your week 3 numbers for the National Football League. And as always, remember, if you have a gambling problem, remember, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Remember, we want people to win, but at the same token, we want people to be very responsible when you're making these bets. Remember, we want people to be safe, and we want people to do this thing the right way. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, good luck out there, and hope you all win. Until next time, so long, everyone. We'll be right back.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.